Texte numéro 54. Life after Brexit. With its world-class research universities and embrace of exotic new medical technologies, Britain has long been a leader in the life sciences. The first mammal to be cloned, a sheep called Dolly, was born in Scotland. The creation of so-called three-parent babies, the result of a technique to prevent mitochondrial diseases from being passed from a mother to her child, was pioneered and has so far been legalised only in Britain. Innovations such as these help the industry to generate over £60 billion a year and employ 220,000 people, many of them in the Golden Triangle of research sites in Oxford, Cambridge and London, whose universities are among the world's top 10. This strong research base supports a sizeable and flourishing private sector. The European Medicines Agency, EMA, the European Union's main pharmaceutical regulator, is based in London. At least, it is for now. That and much else has been thrown into doubt by the vote in June to leave the EU. Many now wonder whether this hotspot for life sciences, which many had thought might come to rival San Francisco or Boston, will continue to thrive. Brexit presents the industry with problems in four main areas: winning research funding, finding talent, dealing with regulation and trading with other countries. Britain is a net beneficiary of EU research funding, attracting €8.8 billion in such grants between 2007 and 2013. There is also angst over the uncertain future of EU nationals in Britain, who make up 17% of researchers and academics in higher education in the country. Foreign scientists are already turning down jobs because of lack of clarity over their future immigration status. Like those in every other industry, scientists want an easy, rapid immigration system for students, researchers, and workers in order for the sector to thrive. Yet movement of labour is almost certain to be restricted by Brexit. The EMA's departure from London, which will surely follow any kind of Brexit, will further reduce the sector's influence. The government has made the continued growth of the life sciences a priority. The sector may be among those to benefit from Theresa May's promised proper industrial strategy, whatever that turns out to be. Yet, as a recent report by Quintiles IMS, a healthcare consultancy, concludes, although some measures may mitigate the decision to leave the EU, the consensus in the industry is that these cannot match the opportunities offered by EU membership. On October the 31st, AstraZeneca, a multinational based in Cambridge, warned that pharma companies would leave unless Britain's health service loosened its famously tight purse strings when it comes to paying for breakthrough drugs. Persuading companies to stay could prove an expensive business. Adapted from The Economist, November 2016.